Good morning, everybody. This is I Stole Your Shoe 97.5. We're coming back at you again with another one. I got my special guest, Daniel Crusoe, aka Danny the Scientist, aka Mr. Crusoe. We got him in the building. I have a special guest that wanted me to talk about a special topic. And this is about river racing, stuff like that, Triangle, the Noose River, stuff like that we wanted to discuss. And I got Mr. Crusoe right here next to me. Hi, Mr. Crusoe, would you be interested in answering some questions, please? Thank you. First things first, when scientists talk about water quality, what are some signs that indicate that a water resource is of low quality?
Well, water quality describes the condition of water as determined by its biological, chemical, and physical characteristics. Water quality is an indicator of how good or bad something is. Determining water quality is more complex than saying the quality is good or bad. Instead, scientists must consider how the water will be used in order to determine its quality.
Okay, thank you. I got more, Mr. Crusoe. I'm going to talk about the triangle. What are some activities in the triangle that negatively affect the quality of water in the news?
Well, floods, blooms of algae, fish kills AB toxic aquatic lawmakers, and champions of the river hope to begin a chapter of redemption for the 2-million-year-old Noose.
Okay. And you said that the Noose was two million years old?
Yes.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Now, we're going to move on to something else. What are some steps that we could use in the triangle to improve the quality of our water resources? Because, you know.
Well, the triangle could invest in barriers that prevent the litter and hazardous waste materials from entering the water. That helps the surrounding communities. They could put signs up that state the litter that flows into the river won't contaminate the water, but it shows that people are stupid not to take care of the water.
Whoa. Okay. See, I didn't know that. Okay, now, we're going to do one more triangle question. And this is, what are some ways people use the water resources in the triangle area?
Well, people can like swim, kayak, canoe, fish, and float tube down the river.
So it seems like that's a lot of stuff that you can do.
It is. Very interesting.
Yeah. We got one for you. And this is on freshwater. What are some activities that lower the amount of available freshwater resources?
Well, fishing will cause the amount of fish decrease.
So fishing will cause the amount of fish decrease.
Yes.
Thank you. Now we got six. How can we reduce overuse of available freshwater resources?
You can recycle waters, invent new water conservation technologies, develop energy efficient desalination plants.
Okay, well, Mr. Crusoe, it's been nice having you today on I Stole Your Shoe 97.5. Mr. Crusoe, would you please tell the fans bye? And we'll
appreciate
hope to see you
me.
Again. Thank you. Now get out of my studio. Bye.